Move on to G10, ordinance to amend development ordinance text at 15-30307 Civic Center to exempt a property at the corner. Well, this is to allow cross access.
Tim Davies.
Cross access for
has
the
left.
Daycare center. Hold on.
So.
I move to approve, but I think Marion wants to say something.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Ms. X, nothing? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 on page 285, resolution authorizing waiver and release in part the floating access easement at the same property.
Move to approve, but can we keep that as recommended that if the site plan changes, this be reevaluated?
That is part of this. But thank you, yes.
That's I'll part second. Of
thank you. Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 on 297. Resolution authorizing certain certain officials to accept a landscape buffer yard easement as part of the same daycare.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is a two-lot and two-outlot certified survey map for JHB properties in the new business park.
Gary.
Has left.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ivan.
Any opposed?
Has left.
Motion carries.
Yeah, I guess you didn't hear me.
I'm sorry, what was your vote, Alderwoman?
Well, I was trying to make a comment, but never mind.
Everybody was leaving, sorry. G14, 329 is a request from Creative Homes to change the 2019 approval that gave temporary occupancy for a model home from lot 3 to lot 7 of Faithway Reserve and change it to Alessi Homes.
I would like to make that motion, but based on a couple of contingencies. Number one, that the developer ensure that drainage is proper upon completion of final grading and that the area that's flooded over get cleaned up. Glenn, does that sound appropriate?
Would make it contingent upon?
Yes.
How do we do that? How do we do that if he's going to start building a home pretty soon?
Mike?
Anna Eastridge?
But if
has left.
Got to clean up the old stuff, and unless he's pulling a building permit, it's two different people.
I would suggest to you that building inspection would not issue a building permit to anyone for a model home until whoever, whether it's Mr. Prisbilla or Alessi or someone else.
We're right in the middle of that with Ballpark Commons and occupancy permits.
I'd like to avoid that again. So
you're stepping right into it again.
No, we don't allow the building permit this time, ahead of time.
Okay, so the motion is to approve with no building permit until the existing drainage issue is cleared up. Is that correct?
Not necessarily the drainage issue. The
sediment and erosion control issue.
Yes, what Glenn said there. And then ultimately the drainage would have to be ensured that it's proper on final grading.
Did you get that?
Wouldn't it be building permit contingent upon cleaning up the, what did you call it, Glenn? Settlement?
I think you want to say the council action requested exactly as written, and then comma, contingent upon successful cleanup of the erosion issue to the southern property.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds like they're going to work on it really soon, so it should be more.
It's not a whole lot to take care of. The other would be at the end of the final grading anyway, so.
All right, so Glenn, say that loud and proud.
So the council action as written, and including rough grade certification, stormwater pond, including and or assignees, then I would say comma, contingent upon successful cleanup of the erosion sediment control on the southern property. I don't remember the address. So,
is there a second to that?
Second.
I can provide the address tomorrow.
All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Kristen?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion carries. G15 is to authorize Vandewall and Associates to provide support for parkland acquisition services not to exceed. This is an old contract. There are a couple of changes to the contract at your desk.
So what you see at your desk is basically they added the attachment for rates.
Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
So moved.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 is now just information. Right, Paul? Mr. Rotzenberg. I thought you fixed this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Turn it
on. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Staff approached Common Council on April 21st about the expected shortage of $1 million on landfill siting revenues. That was referred to Finance Committee. The Finance Committee examined it at its recent meeting and directed staff to prepare the budget amendment that's before you this evening. It's attached to your council action sheet. What this essentially does is remove some landfill siting revenues from various funds and then recognizes that there is an additional $943,000 resource to the Capital Improvement Fund coming from an MMSD grant that was expected last year and not received last year, as well as some additional park impact fees on encumbrances brought forward. There are no proposed changes to expenditures in the Capital Improvement Fund, but there are a number, $472,000 of additional revenues into the Capital Improvement Fund, a reduction of landfill siting fees of $542,000 and an increase of grant revenue of $943,000. So staff and the Finance Committee are recommending approval of the proposed budget amendment that is attached to your council action sheet. This would require 4 affirmative votes by the council.
I'll make that motion.
The motion in the packet is correct, Paul?
Yes.
Motion adopting an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2019-2398, an ordinance to adopt 2020 annual budgets, general fund, capital outlay fund, equipment replacement, street improvement fund, capital improvement fund, and development fund, and to reflect landfill siting revenue shortfall of $1,085,000 and a $943,000 MMSD grant resource to the capital improvement fund. Madam Clerk.
Is there a second?
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
What would I do with that?
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G17 on page 361, authorization to purchase BSNA's community development and complaints software, including execution of software licenses and services agreement. Everybody's looking down. Somebody say move to approve.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. We're avoiding Jim's presentation. discussion of motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hopefully this will get us better reports in the long run. Thank you, Jim. Good job. G18 on page 393 is an ordinance to amend 2019-2398, an ordinance amending 2020 annual budget for the general fund carry forward, $78,300 of unused 2019 personnel appropriations for the Inspection Services Department.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G19 on 399 is a report on expenditures related to COVID public
Move
health.
Move place on file.
Second.
The only thing we want you to know is we're coming up to the end of the 250K. And Paul wants you to know that we don't expect to get money from the feds. Just so you know. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. G20 on 401 is a list of donations for March and April 2020 for the police and fire departments.
Move to accept.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G21 on page 403 is the March 2020 financial report. Any questions for the finance officer? These are going to become more and more bleak, folks.
Paul, any red flags?
Yeah. The current public health crisis is expected, as noted in the previous council action sheet, to begin to adversely affect some revenues. We will protect the general fund as much as possible, and by that I mean we're expecting a reduction in hotel taxes, and that will come out of the Tourism Commission before it comes out of the general fund. It is premature at this point in time to predict the impact on building permits and other revenues, although we are seeing a reduction in investment income. So we'll have to carefully monitor what's going on in the general fund over time, but it is premature at this point to know exactly the impact.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G22 is designation as Franklin Now is the official newspaper.
Move to approve.
Motion to adopt.
All right, who's going to get that one? Sandy will figure it out. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You guys can argue about it. It was Barber and Mayor.
Was there a second?
Yes.
There was two firsts. Okay. So, okay, we'll go back to G23. We did G24. I'll keep up with Alderman Nelson as I did with Alderman Taylor. Let's go to vouchers and payroll, item I. Is there a motion approving city vouchers with the ending date of May 1st, 2020, the amount of $4,120,516.86, and payroll dated April 24th, 2020, in the amount of $430,775.91, and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $434,041.08, and city matching payments and estimated payroll for May 8th, estimated at $405,000, and payments to the various payroll deductions estimated at $238,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax disbursements with an ending date of April 30th, 2020, in the amount of $1,445.71.
So moved.
So moved.
You got to be faster, Mike. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move back to H1. Licenses. Alderman Nelson.
First one, Evans, no show again, hold for appearance. The rest are approved down to Grokowski. That's incomplete app. I can elaborate on it with Madam Clerk tomorrow or whatever. Page two, the first, they're all approved. However, the third one down should not be Andy's on Ryan. It should be Mulligan's Pub.
That would be Martinez.
Martinez should be Mulligan's Pub, not Andy's on Ryan Road. Page three, they're all approved. However, starting with the third one down, Academy of Preschool Learning, pending inspection. And then the very last one, the Franklin Mobile LLC, not only is it pending inspection, it's payment of property taxes. And then we concluded at 5:55 p.m.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. For those of you on the internet, thank you for joining us tonight. We're about to go into closed session, which would end our telecast for this evening. Normally, we would do the Star Spangled Banner and show you the flag for the next 24 hours, but we don't do that anymore. So thank you very much. Remember to contact your aldermen. They're here for your benefit. Alderman Nelson.
I'm going to remove my motion to go into closed session.
Sure. Alderman Wilhelm.
That's fine.
I'm happy to discuss. I'm happy to, honest.
I do have one comment about the, a lot of the documents include, like, mayoral powers only. I really wish it would include a little bit more of the council in some of the decisions. Is that something you would consider in the future?
Like, what are you specifically referring to?
Oh, let's see. That's 24, right?
On what?
I'm looking at page 460. It starts on 459. The mayor shall notify the employee if it's deemed by the employer that the employer is not balancing said demands. I don't know if you're doing that like the personnel committee or if this is just strictly a mayoral, but if the personnel committee were involved in some of these, there would be a little bit more mayoral input since there's alderman people sitting on that committee. And the last sentence, employees' duties and responsibilities without the prior written approval of the mayor. And the next page, in addition to the employee's salary above, the employee shall pay to the employer a temporary assignment. And then it's sort of, that whole paragraph is sort of open-ended on what those compensations would be. So we really don't know what, cost would be involved. And then the performance evaluation is also the mayor shall review. It seems like HR should be involved in some of those, and as well as the next paragraph. So I just, the entire agreement does not really include much input from the council or the human resources.
Well,
seem to be specific, so that's what I pointed out.
Well, the agreement reflects what's outlined in the ordinance, so...
Well, the council's asked many times to be a little bit more involved, and I'm just pointing that out once again. That's it. Thank you.
Well, Alderman Barber sat on the committee, so he was part and parcel. Actually, he was one of the key members. So,
and I represent.
He sat on the selection committee. I'm talking about further processes about staff and how situations are handled and that.
Are we going back to 24 now?
Well, Alderman Nelson has...
23, or is it open for everything?
Alderman Nelson has withdrawn his request to go into closed session, which is 23. We can if you'd like. All you got to do is make a motion.
No, I don't. I'm just trying to understand where we are.
You know, I'm happy to sit down with any of you guys and talk about all of this stuff. This is fine. I mean, when we did the interviews... You know, Alderman Dandrea couldn't make it, so I've asked Alderman Hanneman to be another party since she sat on Plan Commission. So she'll be with us tomorrow along with Alderman Dandrea to do second interviews on Plan Commissioners. I asked Alderman Barber because he'd be available through this pandemic, and he has management experience to help with the Director of Administration. So I intentionally included aldermanic people to be part of this, so.
And I also serve on the personnel committee.
I think you're taking my comments in a completely different direction. I was not referring to the selection process, so I just want to make that clear. None of my comments were referring to the selection process. They were all referring to how the agreements are set up moving forward and having the council have a little bit more say so. Right now, it's the mayor controls staff and the aldermen are just unnecessary. It's sort of how it's coming down. I just want to let you know that that's how maybe I feel, that, and we can have that private discussion. We don't have to have it here.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.